Friday night, July 6th, the musicians at the Old Post Road present a concert titled Bach and His Virtuosi at the Indiana History Center Theater. It's part of the 2007 Indianapolis Early Music Festival. I'm George Walker, and our guests are the group's cellist Dan Ryan and the flutist Suzanne Stumpf. Suzanne, Old Post Road is your group named after?
We're named after the original postal route from Boston to New York City that flourished from about 1670 to 1840, which is about the exact period of music that we play from the Baroque through the early Romantic.
What a convenient situation there. When and how did you get together?
Dan and Michael and I met back in the late 1980s, and we were actually looking for a way to play period instrument concerts together that would be of special meaning to people in this region, and we decided to do that by trying to unite the repertoire with the instruments and historical architecture. And when we made this discovery about the old Boston Post Road flourishing during the exact same years as our repertoire, we bet when we traced that route, we would be able to find some historical buildings that would be wonderful settings for chamber music.
What a neat thing. We're talking with Suzanne Stumpf from the group Musicians of the Old Post Road, and they'll be playing in Indianapolis on the 6th. It's a varied concert by the group. It focuses on musicians from Dresden, with one exception. There's the contentious Bouffardin Piesendel, to whom so many composers dedicated violin pieces, and Heineken. Suzanne, you're featured in a piece by Heineken.
Oh, you're talking about the Heineken Concerto that we'll be doing. It's actually a very, very colorful piece, and Heineken uses all sorts of unusual and clever conversational devices, which are apparent throughout the entire work. I think the third movement of the concerto is especially sparkly because he has used the wonderful expressive device of pizzicato strings to be in conversation with the flute through much of the final movement.
And that should work rather nicely with the traverso that you're playing, perhaps even better than the modern flute might work.
I would say so. That was definitely the sound world that Heineken had in his ear when he was writing, so I think it does work really quite beautifully.
And then the one non-Dresdenite, Bach. Dan, Bach would have been in Dresden, but Hasse happened to beat him out for the job.
Yes, well, Hasse was the elector of Saxony's favorite composers, and he wrote in a style that was very much favored by the elector and the court. Bach later incorporated that more gallant style into music that he was writing, partly as a response to what was going on in Dresden, but I think that his style at the time was not in the court's liking at that point. But that's fine for us, because Bach did visit the court very often and was very much influenced by the composers that were there and the performers that were there.
You're being joined by a regular guest for the group for a cantata by Haas.
Yes, Pamela Dalal has been a frequent guest artist with the ensemble for many, many years now.
There's a commentator who said of Pamela that what Baroque expressive gesture can be and what richly impassioned singing is featured in her work.
Well, that's very aptly put, because we very much enjoy our collaborations with her, and her expressive range is very much a joy to work with in the ensemble.
Our guests have been the cellist, Dan Ryan, and the traverso player, Suzanne Stumpf, of Musicians of the Old Post Road. They perform Bach and His Virtuosi Friday the 6th in the Indiana History Center Theater. It's part of the 2007 Indianapolis Early Music Festival. I'm George Walker.